The new temporary worker program for immigrants that President Bush proposed this afternoon won't happen without the approval of Congress. It will be up to lawmakers to work out the many unresolved details. The president's plan could be included in one of several immigration reform bills, but there will certainly be resistance, much of it from conservative Republicans. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Arizona House Republican J.D. Hayworth is normally a staunch supporter of just about anything President Bush proposes. But Hayworth says the president's temporary work permit proposal for undocumented immigrants leaves him, in his words, deeply disturbed and disappointed.
Because essentially what the president offered today is amnesty. Now, he said amnesty only exists when you change the policies and make it easier for folks to become citizens. No, this is what amnesty means. When you suddenly say that illegals are now legal workers, they have legal status, that is amnesty. And in two words, what the president's new policy says is, y'all come.
Last month, Hayworth and some two dozen other House conservatives wrote Homeland Security Department Director Tom Ridge, warning the administration against allowing illegal immigrants to remain in this country. It's an issue that clearly divides the Republican Party. Another Arizona Republican, Senator John McCain, today praised the president for moving to help the nation's millions of undocumented workers.
They have no protections of the law that applies to our citizens, so I think that it's very important, and I would point out that it's important that we act before the August recess legislatively. Let's not just use this as an election year ploy.
McCain has introduced legislation that would allow temporary foreign workers to pursue U.S. citizenship, and he says millions more so-called green cards should be authorized to help them do so. And today the leader of Senate Democrats, Tom Daschle, said he's introducing a bipartisan reform bill later this month.
I do believe that it's important for us to begin on a bipartisan basis to work on comprehensive legislation for immigration reform, including the legal status of undocumented workers, including the temporary workers program, including family reunification.
The president's proposal to grant temporary work permits also won praise from the head of the Democratic Caucus Immigration Task Force, Illinois Congressman Luis Gutierrez.
I fought in the Congress of the United States for the last year with right-wing xenophobic ideologues of the Republican Party being the worst enemies of immigrants, and now I have the head of the Republican Party saying, I want to introduce and I want to have a new legislative posture towards immigrants. I think that's a very positive thing.
But the president's proposal appears to divide Democrats as well. Robert Menendez, who chairs the House Democratic Caucus, dismissed the initiative today as nothing more than election year politics.
The difficulty with the president's proposal is that it seems to be more the brainchild of the White House political operation instead of its policy shop. And the proposal is really nothing more than a glorified guest worker program that provides no real path to earned legalization or family reunification.
And Colorado House Republican Tom Tancredo, who calls the president's proposal a political blunder, says at least half his party's caucus is likely to oppose it.
I think in the House they're going to have a problem. In the Senate, they probably would be able to move it. But I think on the House side, the leadership is, I know, very averse to another big fight within the Republican caucus. And this will certainly create that.
Lawmakers are currently in recess, but when they return January 20th to hear the president's State of the Union address, they'll be listening closely to the portion about immigration. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.